Hey, lovies. Thank you so much for joining me for episode 4 of the Masturbation Chronicles. This is actually have turned into a pretty good little series. If you're just joining us for the first time, it's really just me inviting you, no matter what body parts you have, to spend some time with me getting off. Well, I ramble and talk about my fantasies. The first one we did was talking about how to power your house, if it's possible, with orgasms. The second one was, I think, about body positivity and just appreciating all of your curves, your hills, your valleys, your plains, your rocks, whatever you have. The third one, I think, was my most popular, and it was about that favorite topic of mutual masturbation. And I think it was more focused on the idea of actually being in the same space as somebody and not touching, just sharing eye contact as you touch yourself. And maybe some words of wisdom to get each other off, if you want to call it that. So today I want to explore the topic and really the fantasy of phone sex. Do, do, do. I think I need some, like, fun background noises or music. Why don't we do this kind of stuff when I announce the topic? But what I love about it is that it ups the layer of intimacy without being too risky. Is that the right word? You can kind of still keep your wall up while you explore and do this sort of thing. And I think, I don't know, it just feels intimate to me to hear somebody's voice, get aroused, get excited, and know that it's you that's making that happen. And usually these days, right, it starts with a couple little texts back and forth, some banter, some flirting, you know, a little bit of resistance of, oh, should we, shouldn't we? Some play before you actually make that phone call. And now with video call, it's quite different, but I'm just talking about phone call. So no pics yet. This is just all about hanging on the phone with somebody and just getting each other off with your voices as you touch yourselves. So hopefully you are in a space right now where you can relax, lean back, and get comfortable. I am currently on my bed. I do not have the ceiling fan on. For those just listening for the first time, the ceiling fan is a thing. I do not have the ceiling fan on. And this time, though, I am naked. I don't have anything on at all. Just a set of covers and blankets on top of me just to keep me warm. And in case you were wondering, my finger is already on my clit. It's really my favorite place for that finger to be. So I would love if you relaxed and imagined you were on the phone with me and we were helping each other get off and enjoy a wonderful orgasm. Maybe I'd start by describing what I would do to you. Or maybe you would talk about what you would do to me. Maybe I'd start with your ears. I don't know why, but I just drawn to start even before I kiss you on the lips. I just want to nibble a little bit on your ears and just place little light kisses there. Almost teasing, almost nibbly, just tugging a little bit on your earlobe just to get your attention. And then maybe I would describe how I would just slide my tongue down to your neck. Just place gentle and light kisses there before kissing my way across your jaw, right to your lips. Now I am a lady who loves French kisses. I love to nibble and kiss and play with your tongue with just the tip of mine. But I will say, I don't know about you, but I don't like them to be too wet, right? If they're all sloppy, I mean, there's a time and a place for that, right? But I like to start very lightly, just feeling the sensation of somebody's mouth on mine. I'm just feeling their bottom lip between mine and just sucking gently on their lips, the top and the bottom, before I take the tip of your tongue into my mouth and suck on it there. I love the sensuality of just kissing my way across your face, just placing tiny little adoration kisses all over it. Because even though I can't touch you right now because we're on the phone, I think I would describe to you how much I adore you and how much I adore kissing and touching you. Then I would imagine that I would probably, because obviously you can't keep your hand still, I would start stroking my body. And I love my nipples played with. It is, besides my clit, those two nipples are the most favorite place for me to play. I love to pinch them and roll them and tug them, put clamps on them sometimes, and even have little suckers that you put on them that make them swollen and a little bit bigger. And I love watching them grow when I have them on. And I imagine that you know that about me. And your fingertips go right to my nipples. And I imagine that as you start to play with them through my shirt, that you would kind of slip underneath to go directly to them under my bra. And I imagine that as you tease them, you might start nibbling on my neck. You might start kissing my cheeks, my jaw, and I just might cream my panties for you. I do really love that stimulation. And I imagine right now, as I'm describing this event, that your fingertips are already in your pants, whether it be your pussy. And ladies, if you are in your pussy, go right ahead and play with that clit. And actually, anybody who has a pussy, go right ahead and play with that clit. And for those that have one of those amazingly hard cocks, I hope you're squeezing it, giving it some good pressure as you slowly start to jerk it. And at any point, now I would hope that I would make you ladies wet enough that you would be dripping. But if not, always feel free to get some lube. And I would be hopeful that those with a cock, I would make hard enough and aroused enough that they'd start leaking. And you might not need lube, but if you do, go right ahead and use it. I don't have any right now. I'm making myself so wet thinking about this that I don't need any. Oh. So, what happened in our little fantasy? Oh, yeah, you were touching me. And I just creamed my panties for you. And I imagine that I would be a little surprised because you can't keep your hands out of my panties. And, well, neither can I. So as you slide your hand down into there, either through the top or, if you're feeling adventurous, just sliding them to the side, I would hope that you would cup my pussy in your hand and just feel the heat for a minute. Feel how aroused I am, how swollen. And I do have a pink pussy, so I would assume you could see how it's flushed, how it's warm, and how it is soaked. And I would hope, just for me, you would start rubbing my clit just like I like it. Just slow, soft little circles, just to get my hips moving a little bit. Because I do enjoy being fingered. And then maybe I would hope that you would sit me so that I'm leaning back against you. And you have one hand in my panties on my clit. And the other playing with a nipple. As you whispered very dirty and filthy things in my ear. I would hope that you would tell me how fucking sexy I am. And I would hope that you would tell me that you can't wait to taste me. And I hope that you would tell me how good I feel against you. And how proud you are of how wet I am. And just being able to touch me is making you so fucking wet or hard. And you can't wait until I'm naked. And then you get to touch me everywhere. To lick me everywhere. To feel me everywhere. To bite. To suck. And how you can't wait to get your lips wrapped around my clit. And then I would hope that you would just take maybe the hand from my breast and slide it down to join the fingers at my clit. And maybe slide two of them deep inside of me. But you have to remember, though, I'm tight. So I might need one finger to stretch me first before you slide two in. And then I want to arch back against you. Because that feels so fucking good. Oh, to have all of that attention right on my pussy. And I would hope that you would praise me and tell me how good of a job I'm doing taking all of that pleasure you're giving me. And I would imagine that you would then tell me how you want me to move onto your lap so you have better leverage. And how you want my legs hooked on either side of the chair so you can get deeper inside of me and you can start rubbing my G-spot. Because you want me to squirt all over you. again as I'm listening to you describe this on the phone to me. Maybe I'm telling you how good your body would feel against mine. How warm and sensual it would be to feel my skin rub against yours. And I would hope that you would start to lose your mind as you imagine my ass rubbing hard against your sex as my hips couldn't control themselves anymore. And I hope, as you're listening to this right now, that you're starting to get closer. Because I'm getting closer. And I might just have to come for you. Oh, fuck. Oh, this is gonna go quicker than I thought. Oh, I thought this was gonna be a nice slow build, but it's been a while. And I need a good one. Oh, fuck. Keep rubbing you. Rub your clit. Get your toy if you need it. Oh, and I hope you are totally jerking that cock for me. And I hope it's dripping. You know I love to watch it drip. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come. Please come with me. It's so good when you come with me. And we can share this moment together. I'm so fucking wet. You imagine me on the phone with you right now. You can hear my breath start to build. And you know that I could be laying there listening to you talk me through it. And I can't stay still. I'm so fucking hot by what you're saying to me that I just have to come. Oh, just like the good girl that I am. Oh, fuck. I'm getting closer. Oh, fuck. Oh, these blankets are so hot. I have to kick them off. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Okay. Oh, how's that cock doing? And how's that clit? Are you gonna soak whatever you're sitting on? Are you gonna squirt if you can? Are you gonna shoot your load all over the place? Because I am. I'm itching. Oh, I get right there and I back off. Because why not? Why not make it last? I already squirted a little bit. There's a little tiny puddle on the bed. Oh, I want to build back up again. Come on, build with me. Feel it with me. I'm so fucking wet right now. Oh my gosh. This little clit is so hard. How's your clit doing? How's your cock? Did you already come? That's okay if you did. I'm proud of you. But I... oh, I want to come again and build it back up again and just let it fly again. Oh, but I also know I can't make this audio too long, so I have to come quickly. Just so we both enjoy it together. Oh. Oh gosh, I really have to stop edging. My hands are so wet. I was so close and then I stopped touching. Can you imagine doing that on the phone call? Just edging each other back and forth until you couldn't take it anymore. Until you needed it so badly that you just had to let go. That you just had to come. We're building back up again. I hope you're building too. I'm gonna try this time. You hear how wet I am. I'm soaked for you. Are you soaked for me? Are you hard for me? Are you dripping for me? I'm dripping for you. And I'm soaked. I'm making a mess on the bed. Oh, fuck. I'm so, so, so close. I hope you are too. Come on, come with me. Come on. We all have permission to come. So come on. Let's go, let's do it. If you're edging too, come on, you can do it with me. We're allowed to come. Because I want you to come for me. Please. Please. Let me come for you. Please. such a tease. Am I teasing you? I actually took a little break. I'm starting to sweat. I'm so hot right now. I had to take the covers off because I'm starting to get overheated. Oh, how are you doing? And the fourth time's the charm, isn't it? And they always say that about the third, but let's do this. All right, back to it. Oh my God, I am so soaked. It's not even funny. It's creamy, silky, and there's a lot of it. And my little clit is just right there between my lips, and it's so hard. It's standing at attention. Just wanting your fingers. Wanting your hands on me. Wanting to be played with. As I imagine you are playing with yourself. You're on the other end of that phone, playing with your clit or your cock. Just enjoying being together and helping each other come. Oh, that's what friends are for, aren't they? To help each other come. To make sure each other's satisfied. To take care of each other's needs. My little clit is so silky and soft. It's hard, but it's like my juices have made it so silky. Oh, and it just feels so good on my finger. Oh. I love how it feels. Oh. Closer and closer. I think I need to be pinned down. That would help me come. I keep squirting juices out, but it's not the big one yet. I just have little tiny tremors. I need that tiny little clit to come an orgasm. Oh. We're almost at a half hour. Do you think we can come in a minute and a half? Or do you think we should just stop and keep itching? What do you want to do? Do you want to come? Or itch? I want to come. Okay, I have a minute. Can I come in a minute? It's 29, 13, 14, 15. Can I come in under a minute? Will it happen? Will it happen for me? Huh? It's 29:30 almost. Let's see if I can do it. Time. But I can do it. I know I can. know you can too. So keep going and let yourself come.